Well, if I may, yes, absolutely, payroll comes first. And we're addressing that this month, just to respond to Efren a little bit on non-premium sundrives. We're doing what I'm calling a two-day flash drive, pitching four times an hour on our regular programming, no premiums. It'll be a two-day experiment to see if there's a response to that. I don't know. I have a backup plan if we don't make that, but we will, we will have payroll at the end of this month. As far as significant cuts go, please don't forget to factor in severance, which is by union contract a half a year's wages. So there are some serious drawbacks to going the severance route rather than hoping for, the folks who, and I don't know who they are, who are talking about buyouts actually going there. Those are negotiable. But I'm prepared to make serious cuts if that becomes evident, as Lydia suggested, at the end of the next fund drive. One problem with that is the California work sharing program does require that for the period that folks are on reduced salaries, that we not have layoffs, that this is to prevent layoffs. So if I'm going to sign people up for that, then we are making an agreement with them and with the state to not have layoffs in the next 2 to 3 months, however long that project goes on. I hope that answers everyone's questions. Again, as far as I'm concerned, it is on this committee to determine what it wants KPFK to be. And, quite frankly, it is all about the money right now. There's no doubt about that. It's all about whether we can do as well as we did last year or whether you see a continuing decline in income and that's your anticipation of the future. That's where this is a critical moment. This is a critical phone call for KPFK.
All right.
Point of information, if I might, please.
What's your question, John?
Just a question. I don't know the answer to this, not being familiar with California law, but what are the consequences, or can we just think about this, given the various contractual obligations, the union and the work share program, if, for instance, KPFK were literally incapable of meeting a payroll? What passes?
I believe that's federal law. That's the Department of Labor. Last time it happened at WBAI, a gentleman with a badge showed up at KPFA's door because he thought the corporate offices were headquartered here. I wasn't privy to the conversation he had with Pacifica's executive director after that.
I can tell you that when people showed up in New York, WBAI was told, well, basically they looked at the books, and they said, okay, it is legitimate that you are having trouble paying because you don't have money, as opposed to places that have been in the news around here lately that have plenty of money but just don't want to pay people.
Right.
However, so they didn't, put a massive fine on us or anything, but they said, however, that's it. You can't do that anymore. If you can't pay these people, don't employ them anymore, and that's it. You can't go past that line. So what happens is, if you can't pay, you get the guy coming in, and he'll just give you the same thing of, you now have to cut to where you can make your payroll. Otherwise, you can't do business here.
Yeah, but that doesn't really answer the question. Well, if you have a union contract the work share arrangement, does the federal guy overrule that and say, okay, the contract's out, and you have to let people go?
Well, you're still on the hook for the severance, but if you can't pay it right away, then the union tries to collect, and the agencies are on their side. I mean, John, you're really getting into an area where you need a labor lawyer's advice.
True. I apologize for that.
And some of it is going to take us into executive session. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
But the point of a budget is to create a plan that I hope we all agree the point of a budget is to create a plan that avoids that situation. We're talking about the plan now.
And Bill again for the stack.
Okay, I heard Michael, I heard Bill, and we had set a time certain around this time to discuss WBAI's budget. Has Bertold joined the call? Okay, we can stay on KPFK until he does. Before I run down the stack, I gotta kind of come back to the big picture. I can't see myself voting for a budget that assumes revenues are going to go up 10% when they've been dropping every year for the past 3 years by almost that amount. It's the exact opposite of trend. And I'm extremely appreciative of the progress that KPFK has already made cutting discretionary expenses and the tough choices that it's making around personnel expenses right now. And I know it is a horrible position that you all are in, but I've been through a lot of budgeting processes, and every time a station has come to the budgeting process with a lot of bright ideas about how they're going to fundraise in the future, but have no track record on which to base it on, it has always ended disastrously, because they always wind up spending the money they expect to raise before they raise it. And we just don't have the luxury of doing that. I've got Michael next, and then I've got Bill.
I have to be in the
Okay.
I'm sorry, Adriana, I didn't hear you. I'll put you after Bill. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, so I just want to point out, if you'll go back to the 2016 budget tab, the first one, listener support, 2011, $3,156,000. 2012, $2,996,000. 2013, $3,060,000. Average, $3,071,000. Budgeted for this year, $3,070,000. Total revenue, 3.584, 3.531, 3.587, 3.567 average. For this year, 3.383. It is a lower total revenue than the average of the previous years. And again, just to point out to people that I'll repeat about the personnel costs, but the last year we did not budget for business managers who never had one, and that money was coming out of administrative expenses so that budget didn't, but in fact, this represents 2.5 positions that were terminated, and for the last month of last year, or the current month of this fiscal year, and the first 2 months of the next one, many cuts in people's hours, but the prospect of a third month for that could take place under the existing plan. So just people need to recognize when we're talking about realities, those are also realities.
Bill.
Thank you. I'll be quick. Just a reminder, if you look at total revenue, doesn't look that bad compared to the average of the last 5 years, but three of those years also had substantial CPB grant revenue, and we're not going to be expecting that. Maybe you were just talking about listener support, Michael. I'm not sure, but
KPFK lost much of its CPB money before anybody else on the network because we did not have the level of listener support. We had diminishing CPB money for all of those years.
I know, but you had it up through FY13. I'm looking at the budget just in there in that column E. But the other thing I was going to point out, I want everybody to look at the net income loss. And I realize this isn't Leslie's fault. It's not your fault, Michael. But you got to look at reality. Line 40, net income loss for every year. Now, FY11 showed a profit, but every year since then has shown a deficit totaling about $1 million for that one station. And, we should all be looking at ways of reversing the deficit, not just slowing it down or even stopping it. We've got to reverse that. We've already built up so much debt, and we can be optimistic, but we should be planning for and I know it's tough, but we should be planning for a net income, and then if we don't quite make it, at least we won't get a deficit. If we do produce some net income, we can pay off some, at least begin to start paying off some of our debt. We need a plan for paying off our debt, because it's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. We can't every month worry about, are we going to be able to pay payroll or insurance or the light bill or, some critical thing like that. We have to do all of that and somehow find a way. So I think you have to cut expenses. And I know it's hard, but it's been put off for too long, and so now it's getting harder, but it's got to be done. Thank you.
Adriana.
And then Lydia, please.
Gotcha. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah. I know that we sound terrible when we say all of these things, but the reality is not any way in this foundation, it's not in place that we have some hidden money that we can pay when some of the patients have even, during a while, they have some shortfalls. The reality is, I can see this budget, and I know that it's terrible, but the reality is, if we don't have the money, it's like in my own house. If I don't have the money, I cannot spend it. And the more that I look at, I don't understand why. I was explained the other day that 58% is a very reasonable percentage for personnel in a radio. Well, I have a different idea. This is not a commercial radio. This is a community radio. If we need to spend almost 60% of our budget just to keep a niche for employees, I'm very sorry, but it's unsustainable. I hope that we can, and I pray that KPFK and WBAI and BFW, all the stations can turn around and really do it. But the reality is we cannot keep kicking the can down the road. We need to make the sacrifices now. If we need to go to stations that have all volunteers, we must, or we close our doors with a huge debt. I don't see any other way around, and I know that we are trying to do our best, and we are trying to give all the benefit of the doubt, but the reality is we are in the situation that we are because we keep hoping for the best, but things don't happen. Even if that happens, we can hire again everybody, but in my view, we have two options. Or we keep Pacifica alive, or we die. We're happy, or not that happy, but in debt and with trying to protect niches. It's not an option. And I see this budget, and I understand your desperation, Leslie, because I know that you're trying to do your best, and you're trying to find a way. But the only way that you can cut dramatically is in salaries. It's not the way. Because it's the biggest chunk of your budget. I don't see any way around, and I know that sounds terrible. I know that we cannot vote for this budget, but probably the workings of the budget need to be just in those areas. If nothing else. Or I don't see. I'm sorry, but I don't see other way around. That's it.
So I've been around long enough to also hear the rosy pictures and so forth. The difference has been that in each of those instances, the continuum has been with the same management and with the same model. And so then it does become kind of a pretend budget. And in this case, it's a model that's proven, that has been proven to work, because that's what Michael sent up, the old figures and things that we were all around to see materialize. I was also around when we used to raise $500,000 a fund drive, and when there was a radical change in government, in both governance and management, that it completely turned around and it was easy to raise $1 million in 10 days. So that's the proven record at KPFK. And so for the past 3 years, that has not been the case because it was a model that was followed that couldn't work. Now, I know that in this case, we don't have the luxury of moving forward in as much of a methodical way as possible and as seamless. but there are, again, there are issues and things that I think really need to be discussed in executive session, because we are really drilling in on personnel issues. And I would recommend that when Leslie comes back, since the budget looks like it will not be approved at this meeting, that when she comes back with a revised budget, that it be, it has to be, part of it has got, at least part of it has got to be an executive session. Because there are, there are aspects of this that simply could not be discussed in open session. I mean,
Lydia, do you want to make a motion for an executive session to discuss personnel matters related to KPFK's budget at our next meeting, which would be a week from tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want that at the start of the meeting or the end of the meeting?
Leslie? I would say the start. Leslie?
The start would work better for me. I would also ask this body, if you have a recommendation for net income, a goal you want me to achieve, I can try to work that and do that the next week.
Well, let's deal with those two questions separately. So, Paul, you want to get clarity on what the motion is?
Well, I hear what the motion is. However, I need to remind people that we're required to have 1 week, seven full days prior to the date of notice. And we can't really do that since we couldn't get that in.
I'm sorry.
Maybe we should do it for 2 weeks from tonight or something?
I believe what we've been told by Otis McClan, the national board, is that those notice requirements only apply to public sessions. But I also believe we're in compliance with the 7-day window if we get the notice posted tonight.
That's not, well, it's certainly not the reason I've got, which is 7 days prior to the date.
Before 9 p.m., before 12 midnight. So you've got a little while.
Yeah. And I'll point out that no, we do need to give notice of the executive sessions.
Right. The prior notice requirement from the CPB is for public sessions. For executive sessions, it requires a public explanation of why the meeting was closed, published within a reasonable period of time after the end of that meeting.
Okay, so you're ruling that this is...
if you're raising it as a point of order, I'm saying it's not well taken. If you find that, if you wish to do further research and find that I am wrong, I will happily go along with canceling it afterwards. But at this point, I see no reason we can't vote to put an executive session on our agenda for our next meeting.
Okay, so you're ruling that this is that it's in order to do it this way, and we'll be able to meet the requirements, because they're not just CPB. All right, can I hear the exact?
The meeting itself is already scheduled.
Yeah.
It says to meet an executive session for the start of the next meeting. Is that the motion?
The motion would be to schedule a executive session at 8:30 Eastern, starting Tuesday, September 29th. Lydia, time limit on the executive session?
Let's see, we would have a discussion first and possibly vote then in public session to follow, right? Leslie, what do you think? Yes?
We could discuss but not vote on the budget in executive session. We can only discuss confidential aspects of the budget.
That's what I'm saying, but we're still going to have a public session following the executive session where we could vote on the budget.
Yes, that meeting's already scheduled.
Yes, okay. Leslie? What do you think? 45 minutes?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know either. I don't know where I'm going with this. I really am just going to have to sit down and stare at this thing for a while. I don't know how much.
I would say 45 minutes, including all questions, so no longer than that.
Okay, so the motion is for a 45-minute executive session starting at 8:30 Eastern on Tuesday, September 29th. Is there any objection to that? I'm hearing no objection, so it's so ordered. Paul, will you be able to post that to KPFTX tonight? Okay, thank you. And has the general manager from WBAI joined us? Okay. Well, I just wanted to say kind of one more thing that's maybe useful to think of in terms of the budget. And I know it's very frustrating, believe me, to hear nothing but criticism with nobody offering solutions. It would be very helpful to have a narrative explaining, attaching triggers to this budget, saying we're expecting X amount in this month. If it doesn't come in, here's what happens. Whether that's the work sharing reductions continue longer, you know, are there triggers for taking people back up to full time? Are there dollar amount triggers that lead them to being only partially restored? Are there dollar amount triggers that lead to further reductions? A detailed plan that says if this, then that would be very reassuring.
I can try to produce something like that. You know, I am trying to manage a station that has limited staff right now and fund drives coming up, but I will do the best I can. You know, I'm covering a lot of bases, actually at the station right now, covering a lot of jobs for people who aren't there. But I can try to write up something like that, yes. I mean, you know, I'm doing the web, I'm doing the film club. There are a lot of tasks that I am actually doing right now. So I'm not saying no, but I'm saying it may not be as thorough as you'd like it to be. I will do my best.
Ryan?
Yes, sir.
I'm filling in the KPFTX thing, and are we stating for our reason for executive session?
To discuss personnel matters related to individual employees.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
And Bill for the stag.
Bill?
Thank you. And I don't know what individual employee matters you want to talk about, but that's okay with me. I don't object. If we need to talk about it, it's fine. I think Leslie had a good point. You know, think about what goals we should have for revenue increases. The trouble is we've been hoping for revenue increases all the time, and the only way that KPFK has been able to barely hang in there is by greatly extending fund drive days. And obviously that's, you know, hurt an awful lot. So I hate to say it, but I think the goal should be what revenue cuts are going to be made or will be made if fund drive goals are not needed. I think Brian had a good idea, but I think it should be at least quarterly and maybe after each fund drive, even many fund drives, if some specific goal is not reached that's in writing, then what expenses are going to be cut and by when? Because otherwise you're going to have trouble meeting payroll or paying for insurance or other critical things all through the year.
Michael, this is Doug.
We've got Michael. Leslie, Michael can catch you up to speed on this. We've proposed a way of changing the way the stations are budgeting for depreciation. That'll add about $59,000 to your bottom line, which is not a lot, but it's something. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, so I just wanted to report to people, I think I may have said it before, but the APFK local station board did adopt my motion to create a fundraising committee. The fundraising committee had its first meeting to make some proposals to the local station board to participate in fundraising for the station, the principal method being seeking sustainer pledges. Every member of the board would commit to trying to raise a certain number of pledges for sustainers ongoing at various levels. None of that's in the budget, but it is part of our plan for dealing with some of the realities people have been talking about. Is the board taking a lot more responsibility for fundraising?
And something else I'll just say, personally, someone, speaking for myself, I don't want to be construed as speaking for the committee, someone earlier talked about KPFK creating a large enough surplus to pay off a lot of its bills. I think there is harm in going overboard with austerity. You could obviously cut your spending down to zero, but then your revenues would be down to zero as well. It wouldn't help if no one was left to raise any money. Our network situation would be vastly improved if KPFK could just break even and pay its dues to the national office every month. And if it could go from where it is now to that position in 1 year, it would be nothing short of a miraculous turnaround. And we could worry about how to settle old bills in the years to come. And I say this as someone from a station who's covered $72,000 worth of bills for KPFK in the past 3 months. The station absolutely has to have a realistic plan based on proven revenues for keeping up with its bills as they come due, including its central services, and contingency plans for what happens if its revenues don't bear out. Mm-hmm. You're big enough to take the rest of the network with you, and the rest of the network is precarious enough.
Mm-hmm. I think we understand that. If I can make one more comment, that relates to stuff people said earlier. We have eliminated the call service, and the other major expense last year that was unbudgeted for was a lot of billboard and bus bench advertising, which I think the final payment on might extend into October, I forget. But otherwise, that's over. So those are two substantial reductions in, towards the, you know, reality. And towards, in addition to the staff, we used to have a lot of volunteers in the phone room to take pledge calls and trying to build that back after the call service experience.
Okay. The hour is getting late. Do we have Bertold from New York on the line?
No.
I'm tired. I know you must be even more tired on the East Coast. At this point, we've discussed every budget in front of us except KPFT. Bill, have you followed up with Dwayne about participating in the call about your station's budget?
Well, I told him we'd probably be getting to KPFT next week. I wasn't sure, but it depends on the, you know, what the NFC wants to do. I don't have a later version than what he sent last Tuesday.
I do.
Oh, okay, good. And he did say he did say he would try to get some information that I've requested on to help answer some questions that have come up regarding justification for some of the revenue items. But I don't have that yet.
Is it Anna?
Okay. What's your question, Adriana?
Yes. Anybody have anything that we don't? I mean, the last one that we have is just denied. Bill? Anybody else have any detailed information? Did I hear that somebody else said so?
Yeah, the last one I got was a week ago, last Tuesday.
I'm sorry, who?
I believe that was John Prophet who piped up.
I just spoke with Dwayne a little bit earlier this evening, and he spoke earlier with Bill Crozier, and his plan is to be on the call next week.
Okay. Do you have a more recent version of the KPFT budget? Was he during this question?
Oh, I do. Not. Efren might, but I don't.
Okay. So Bill or John, I would appreciate it if one of you could follow up with Dwayne about setting a time that will work for him, and then we can incorporate it into our agenda, as we did tonight, and get us whatever documents you can, including any supporting detail you can secure.
Okay, well, I know Dwayne has already said he would prefer to have it early because he's, you know, coming up there in the morning early for Fund Drive, which goes on until, mm-hmm. I believe, October 8th. So are we going to be discussing KPFK in open session following the executive session, or can that wait till after we talk to Dwayne?
We don't have to. We could come back to KPFK later if that's more convenient for him.
So maybe immediately following that executive session after we call Roland in the open session?
Okay. We'll need a few minutes for some of the opening formalities of meetings, but we can shoot for...
Like 8:30 my time. That would be 9:30 Central Eastern?
Yeah. We can shoot for 8:30 your time. Will you confirm that that'll work with Dwayne and hit me up on email, and then I'll incorporate it into the proposed agenda for the meeting?
Okay. I know he'd prefer to do it earlier, but okay. I'll check with him tomorrow.
Adriana?
Okay.
I might
do
the stack also.
Okay. This is a scheduling discussion, folks. Adriana?
Yes. I have a motion.
A motion regarding?
Yes. I have a motion. I have the floor.
What agenda item is your motion in regards to?
Well, we started talking about the next meeting, right?
Uh-huh.
And my motion is we are in KPFT since April. Try to get numbers, and we have 9 different versions. Every time that we are closer, something change. And what I want is, if we are discussing KPFT budget, we want the budget, the document, in advance. Not the last minute, and with everything change. I ask for the budget. If we are talking about budget, we need it. We spend our LSB, our finance committee, spend, I don't know, I can tell you at least 5 or 6 meetings, plus private meetings, trying to arrive to some conclusion. And we will not be overpassed just in the last second. That is the question. If we are discussing KPFT, my motion is the budget needs to be an only document for all of us on time, not in the last minute. Okay? If they almost have it, we want it, tomorrow? 2-3 days? Fine. But with time for us and for my LSB to see if we have what we should have in the budget. It's not meetings.
Adriana, I'm having a little bit of difficulty separating the motion from the argument. Can you write up what you would like the committee to vote on and send it out?
Yes. No, I can just say it. We need in advance, at least 3 days in advance, the budget, the proposed budget that we will discuss, plus the document that sustain that. So short.
Paul, did your fingers keep up with that?
I think so. Before we do that, I will note that I've put in the stuff about the executive session on KPFTX, and people will note that there are now 2 entries for the meetings. The 8:30 one will be the executive session, and I have our regular session starting at 9:15 p.m. because we have to have a start time. So when you look at it and you see it that way, that's why it's that way. All right. I have the NFC wants the KPFT draft FY16 budget at least 3 days in advance of the next meeting.
Adriana, is that correct?
Yes, plus the documents that support it. It is all the tabs.
Point of information, I don't understand what's being asked.
The supporting documentation.
Oh, got it.
Yes. The same thing that we
Paul, did you catch that?
Okay, I'm putting it in. The NFC wants the KPFT draft FY16 budget document and supporting documents at least 3 days in advance of the next meeting.
Along with supporting... Oh, yes, you got it.
And supporting documents.
Supporting document, yes.
Okay, that's in the motion now. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay, hearing none, it's now passed. I heard Michael. Go ahead.
I just wanted to point out that Nancy Sorden sent us a draft WPFW budget about an hour ago.
Okay.
That answers that question.
Great. Nancy, if you want to follow up with whoever's working on your budget at WPFW about a time that'll work for them to join the call for, I expect it'll be about half an hour at our next meeting, that would be helpful. You and I can follow up via email. We are past our agendized adjournment time for tonight's meeting. So if anyone wants to keep talking, we'll need a motion to extend. I'm not hearing any motion to extend, so that means that we are adjourned. 6 budgets to go. We'll see you next week, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.